You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. I have Tia.
What's good?
And Tayshawn with me.
Oh, wow. I am really loud in this little headphone. Can I turn this down? Because this is clipping.
Yeah, man. The controls are right there. Yeah.
All right, awesome. Because, like, my thing was like, whoop, like.
Anyway, we're on it. This is episode 101. Today is February 27th, 2018. We got Fresh Out the Mint. Well, RJ from Fresh Out the Mint in the building. They are another program that broadcasts on Boston College Radio. And we're going to talk to them about, you know, what's going on with their station, what their goals are, what they've been doing, how they feel about radio in general, all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with you guys, though, before we get into that?
I'm just hanging out, man. What's crazy is I actually have a show on Thursday at 6 in the morning at the Cure Lounge for Daybreakers.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a yoga thing?
Well, it's like a little similar. It's like a little similar for that. It's like yoga. It's like a social going on. It's like breakfast being served. It's all types of crazy stuff, man. That's going to be my first show that I ever do like that early in the morning. So I'm going to need my coffees and espresso shots and all that. But like high key, like that's actually really crazy. So I'm really stoked about that.
That's dope. Have them send us the flyers and stuff so we can help promo.
Oh, no, of course. I'll send you all that.
Yeah, and anyone else who's got shows going on, I would definitely say hit us up, submissions@lfodradio.com. You can get us with clean records. You can get us with events, videos, whatever. We're going to try to do a better job sharing, you know, more than just the music we got on here as we build the platform. But if you are an artist, send us some clean stuff too. Mostly clean stuff is preferred. Submissions@lfodradio.com. But let us know about your events as well. And you can get us social media at @LFODRadio, Twitter at @LiveFreeODRadio. And that's about it. What's up with you, Tia? You're super quiet today.
Oh, you know, I'm just chilling.
Yeah?
Yeah. Chilling.
You singing out? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, life, school, tired.
We need a coffee sponsorship.
Yeah.
For real. I mean, it's still Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? It's a little, I don't know, the energy is a little low, but like at the end of the day, you know, we got really nice days coming up, you know?
Yeah. I forced the itis upon myself today because I have just been enraged all day long, and I said I'm just going to eat a ton of pizza before I go on the air so I'm not snapping.
Wait, oh man. All right. So I'm not sure if we could talk about it on air, but like,
oh, it's nothing bad. We're launching some new colors tomorrow and we're doing a bunch of new stuff for the apparel, and then the basically in adding that to our online store, I discovered some other things that got a little sideways and I had to fix a bunch of things, and something that should have taken 5 minutes is I'm going to be doing it all night when I get off,
man,
here.
Really?
So yeah. So, if you want smoke, now is the time.
If you want smoke, now is the time. Perfect opportunity.
Yeah, get at me. Anyway, we got some brand new Bukhari JB.
Yes.
It's called This View. He just dropped a project. It's called the Infinity Tape. Did you hear about this?
Nah, man, I haven't heard about it.
It's a cool concept. Basically, it's a playlist right now on his SoundCloud called the Infinity Tape, and as he has new records, he's just going to add to it. So, it's kind of like a permanently active mixtape, you know. So he started off with 3 and he's gonna keep, you know, plugging new ones in like as it goes. So I don't know, it's kind of a dope idea because we need more music from Bukhari. He dropped Fear and Desire like 15 years ago and people want more.
Oh, he's working, he got it,
he's working. But yeah,
what's crazy,
we love Bukhari,
Bukhari, we gotta, in the weirdest places nowadays.
Do you?
I see Bukhari in the weirdest places. I once caught him like while I was like going to work on like the little highway, you know. It was like really weird, but it's just like every single time like I see Bukhari, it's always in like the most unexpected places.
Well, because he's Ubering, so he's everywhere,
for real.
I'll be walking down the street and I'll be like, dee-dee! I'm like, what? He just follows us around. Shout out to Bukhari JB. Hoop Hop coming up. Oh, yeah, they have, if you want to get involved with that, just check out Hoop Hop 617 on, you know, Instagram and stuff.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
No, not you, but people that are tuned in, if you want to get involved with it, they're doing a mixtape. They're looking for beats, artists, and stuff. Tayshaun won't be on the project, so anyone else who wants to be involved, like,
I'm just not gonna ball. That's it.
This has nothing to do with ball.
Oh, really?
It's a mixtape they're putting together.
Oh, it's a mixtape. Oh, yes. Never mind. I thought it was like the basketball thing. I was like, oh, I'm gonna.
You
pass
turned your headphones down too long, and you didn't listen to what we were saying.
Oh, my bad. But yeah, like, definitely, like, yeah. I want to get in on that.
Smoke. Anyway. This View, Bukari JB, right now. We'll be back with Fresh Out the Mint. Do, 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 do.
See, as I gaze into the distance, I see a prison complex and a nice house. I see an undetermined path to map my life out. I take the right route, though the right route is difficult. I paint a different view on all these scriptures that you listen to. I start to clear my throat, too many jump to doubt this. I put my soul in a game to make a buck about this. It's on a pedestal, that means there's nothing grounded. There's smoke and mirrors now, I think my judgment's clouded. The gas is off of my crib, I'm hungry, my stomach's growling. I always know I'm gonna make it, sometimes a brother doubt it. But then I think of my mama and little brother. Reinsert my backbone so I know we can stick together. Man, we all been split forever, we come from a broken home. Stick to a stone cold world, it's surely broken bones, it's surely broken hearts. We all been broke apart, but Lord knows that I need them. There's surely no other reason why I'm pressing so hard. No pressure, no guards, but cameras full court press you. From the courtroom to the courtyard, battering ram your doors off. Verbally assault y'all, raid your crib when you raise your kids. Restrain your wrists with cuffs on. It's such a brutal world, I think it's getting worse. Type to type my life in the blink of an eye with a blinking cursor. But read between the lines in order to see the signs. We bleed and plead and try being tried for indecent crimes. That's cause we smack in the middle of capitalism. That capital linen, you back in the prison. That's why degradable hazard is living. Some say it's predetermined, some say it isn't fate. 1 hour wreck time, the closest we get to prison break. I mean, it isn't safe, this ain't designed for us. We high and low from getting high and low to try to find a bug. I'm back to that again, I sing the same songs. But maybe I'm confused, maybe I got the game wrong. I'm just a human consumer trying to make a name. I put it all at stake just to get the stake and claim. You want an easy pass, I'm trying to make a lane. Sometimes I'm by the dollar, sometimes I make a change. You want an easy pass, I'm trying to make a lane. Sometimes I'm by the dollar, sometimes I make a change. You want an easy pass, I'm trying to make a lane. Sometimes I'm by the dollar sign. Sometimes I'm by the dollar sign, sometimes I'm by the dollar sign. Hey, sometimes I play the game, sometimes I'm by the dollar sign. Sometimes I play the game. Other times I make a change, I brought my dollar sign. Hey.
Switch up on your dog, keep it authentic. Peace, God, I know you in these streets, God. Times is hard, gotta grind and get back on your feet, God. And when the table's set, you know you gotta eat, God. Spread love, always break bread with your peeps, God. Cause all we got is us and we ain't never gave a f- if we ain't never made enough, cause new times is rough. That's what the system keep reminding us. Politicians still blinding us.
My watch in the air, but your time is up. I heard you ride the beat like you ride the bus. Think they outshining us, but they can't cause the way that they diamonds cut. Huh. This is politics as usual. Hollow tips of school through you, acknowledging my 2-2. Whew. That's my 24/7 grind. Gave my youngin' the link, told him that he better shine. The baddest on tour, I'm Kevin Federline. Never mind, set up my business, can set aside. Trying to bear the fruits of my labor, haters get pesticide. Trying to make this Kevin Hart deadline for the second time. Ah. I'm in the booth with my dress shirt. Just got off Google trying to figure out my net worth. I'm so bossy, get off me. I'ma cop that Bugatti, I don't care how much it cost me. Had my first polo fit in 06. Me and Stacky both throw hits, you don't know. Now I got a photo fit from on my chrome. Fofo grip, you'll get your stove lit.
Okay, yeah, listen. Barry hustle like it's uptown. When getting money and they acting like they puff now.
Open up,
shut it down.
Shut them down.
If you ain't getting paper, get the from round.
Back bay, meet me in the underground. South Bend, bucket on with a button down. Speeding on the highway of life. I won't buckle down, I'm nice, running every red light. I don't fuck around, I only stop for green.
To serve them things, I had to clap my fiends and watch my schemes.
Brody showed me the pound, I zip lock 16.
A hoop dream's dead, but my shot was mean. You know I'm really trying to do it for my man's sake, so we can cop some landscape and make sure the fam great.
Trapping in the hoopy, man, I had to use the handbrake. Your handshake, let that translate.
That was the Jubilee remix, Caso, featuring Reem Scully. Before that, we had Sean Hines with Ghetto Glory, featuring Antagonist. Tayshaun, you were feeling that one.
Woo-woo! I really like that song. Dang, you had to send that to my inbox.
So, Sean Hines. And Bukari JB with This View kicked it off. We got RJ from Fresh Out the Mint with us right now.
Yo, yo, how's it going?
Good, man. What's happening with you?
Chilling, man. Can't complain.
Can't complain. I like it. So, welcome to LFOD Radio.
Thank you.
And you met Tia and you met Tayshaun.
Yes, sir. I love the studio here. It's
Thank
really
you.
Big and spacious.
Thank you.
Ours at WZBC is like a little box, like a closet. So,
little
it's
cramped.
Nice to have some room to move.
Yeah, we space for our ideas to flourish, you know?
Yeah, it's good.
So, yeah, man. So, Fresh Out the Mint, I was actually through there. I think November.
Yeah, it was November.
When you guys were on the air.
Yep.
And can you talk a little bit about how you got started with Fresh Out the Mint, how it came about?
Sure. So before that, I was working at a few like blogs and stuff, just writing. One was called No Fillers. That was back in like 2012, 2013. And then we wanted to get a little more into local stuff, but then the blog sort of closed. I sort of realized like I didn't want to write anymore. And thought radio would be cooler, and I was still going to Boston College at the time. So I did my own radio show for a few years, and then I eventually met Kwaku, who was my co-host for a while, and that kid talks all day, so I figured let me bring him onto a radio show, like let's make a thing together. I don't want to do my own thing anymore, so that's sort of where it started. Greg came on about a year later, Greg Gaffney. He's a great photographer as well. So we've just been trying to branch out, do a few different things. More recently, we've been trying to get more into the event space. We've thrown a few shows and things before, both in like basements and also at Great Scott. So Great Scott is a place where we're really trying to take over, bring some hip hop there, because not too much rap happens there, but they're letting us do it. So,
yeah, my buddy Nick, Nick Weikert from Down Low was telling me you guys, your basement show was one of his favorite shows he's been to.
Oh, yeah?
In the
that's
city.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think that's how he linked up with you guys way back. He threw something in Alston. And
sounds about right.
Yeah, all the good stuff's happening underground. So, and shout out to Greg one time. He couldn't be here tonight, but he's still very much an active part of Fresh Out the Mint, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
For sure. Greg, and then Quake, who's out in LA now, but he still tries to stay active. He's going to be sending us a few interviews.
Oh, nice.
To, like, you know, just put on our SoundCloud and just, like, keep up that media presence, so.
Yeah. Oh, you post interviews on your SoundCloud?
We've been slacking a little bit recently.
I was going to bring it up later. I was like, I don't know where mine is.
No, it'll be up there.
All right.
We've been slow on it, just dealing with some life things, but.
Yeah. So you guys are sort of repositioning, though. You're not on the air this semester. You're
correct.
Lining up to do something new?
Correct. Yeah, we're trying to get more shows. We've talked to Great Scott, so we're going to be doing something more regular there, which we're really excited about. As I said before, they haven't allowed a lot of hip hop in the recent past, but we're just trying to connect with them a little bit, because right now it's, you know, you have Middle East for like the smaller shows, like maybe Lily Pad or something, but opening up another venue is like a pretty big deal to us, I think.
Yeah.
Just because like not a lot of venues in Boston allow rap.
We could always use more venues. I was talking to Real P and them about that earlier today. They're doing a new one over at Once Ballroom, so it's dope
word.
To hear.
Yeah,
yourself.
That's a cool spot too.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been there before?
I have. The homie Seti threw something over there way back. It's huge. So
yeah, the funny part about that place is like it's just so weirdly run. Like they have. No, at their bar they have no soda. Like they make it all with a soda stream.
Really? I did not know that.
And then what else? I don't know, security was interesting.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, like I'm under my friend's name. And they were like, okay, they don't need to be here, you're good. So it's just like it seems like a nice relaxed environment.
Yeah, yeah. They let us do spray paint there last time, so that was cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, it got a little stinky, but yeah, so these dudes are wicked quiet today. I don't know what's going on.
I'm just letting y'all talk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm also anticipating the situation that we might get into later on today.
Okay. All right. So where are you looking to find then these artists that you would be booking on your shows?
A lot of them are just either artists we've known for a little while, or if artists send us submissions through our like freshoutthemen@gmail.com, we always check those things out. And also just word of mouth, like if people tell us there's someone they like, we'll check them out. If we like them, we'll try to put them on a show. But a big thing that we've been trying, or that we want to try to do coming up, is it seems like there's a lot of different like subsections of like Boston hip hop and like certain cliques.
Yeah.
And so for our like next shows, we're trying to like grab one person out of each of those different like little cliques.
Yeah.
And bring them together, because a lot of times they don't have shows together. But like then you get like all of their little like fan bases out, and you can have like a bigger, more successful show.
Yeah, I feel like one of the strengths out here is there are so many different styles and sounds, so you can have a bill with five artists that sound completely different, and yeah, it can be you know, an awesome bill. But you're right, it is very split up still, even as small as it is. Like I don't think you play any of the music we play. We probably don't play much of the music you play.
It's a bit different, so.
But we're all still in the same, you know, 15-mile radius, which is wild. So
it's still, like, the same greater community, and, like, just trying to find a way to, like, bridge those gaps. Who is that? Eric Burnson, Bridge the Gap. Is that his thing?
Yeah, yeah.
just, like, trying to connect people in different ways.
Absolutely.
That are in, like, different little, like, subsections of the Boston, greater Boston hip hop community, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah, because they're both moving. So you're going to be doing that through shows. You guys usually do playlists as well. Are you, how do people get in? Like, in general, is it best to just hit you in that Gmail, freshoutthemint@gmail, or?
Yeah, we're always checking that. And then also, like our Fresh Out the Mint SoundCloud account, like literally anyone we ever see that's from Boston, if they like one of our things, we'll just follow them back and like just go down that feed.
Okay.
So a lot of it is more like natural that way. Like anyone literally anyone I see from Boston, I'll just follow off that.
Okay.
And then like anytime they drop something, we'll try to listen to it.
Okay.
You could definitely reach out using freshoutthemint@gmail.com is the best way for you to reach out. It's a little hard when like people are like tweeting things at you all the time or like DMing you. Sometimes you can't like
keep up with all the different
places that people can put music. So
yeah, we do not check Twitter submissions. It's not happening. Sorry, you know.
And then the list, we didn't do a January one. I think we're gonna phase out a little bit from those because people get angry.
People get angry?
Yeah.
You want to talk
about
that?
They tweet mean things at me.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the meanest thing?
I don't know. They tell us that we don't matter at all, yet they're like crying about how we don't post them, which is like, if we don't matter, why are you even acknowledging us?
Okay.
I don't know. People like to just talk on Twitter.
People will do anything for a reply.
Yeah, exactly. So it is
what it is.
T is
always in Twitter beef.
Yeah.
No, yeah. She's IG is her battleground.
Yeah, once I Twitter beefed with Hoodie Allen.
Really? Was that about? You wouldn't play his music?
No, it wasn't even that. He Boston College like brought him on as our spring concert one year, and I was pissed about it. And we had Macklemore the year before, which I was also pissed about. So then I tweeted at BC, but I added Hoodie Allen, and I said, oh, great, thanks for bringing us Macklemore Jr. this year. And
oh,
then he
no.
just went on a huge rant to me.
Oh, no. So you're out there, bro. You're saying...
I do it to myself sometimes, but...
Okay. Oh, man, that's brutal. No comment on that. I wish you could have seen Tayshaun's face, all of you at home.
Yeah, I only tweet like that to, like, bigger acts, though. I wouldn't do that to a local act, usually.
No.
unless they start it.
Okay. So what's your, is this coming from the Fresh Out the Mint page, or is this your personal
page? No, the mean
page?
Things are from my personal page.
And that's
I get yelled at when I do it from Fresh Out the Mint, so.
Okay, so at RJ,
at RJ
the internet.
Internet, yeah.
All right, so if you want to start, if you want that smoke.
Everybody
nah,
wants
I'm
today.
Usually I'm usually pretty chill.
You beefing
I'm
with Sam,
pretty chill.
Then you beef with RJ, everybody's ready for beef today, damn.
Yeah, we're usually a peaceful program, we usually keep it cool, but I will say that we never, our general rule of thumb is we elevate, you know, the people around us that we rock with, and we can bring them up, but we try. We don't even comment on the stuff we don't like, is how
for
we
sure.
tend to
be. Especially on like a local level. Like, there's no reason to do that.
Yeah, man. It's
not like a big artist where it's like you're supposed to be critiquing it. It's like community stuff.
Yeah, it's not like you're a soundbite. It's not like you're a news top, you know? And even then, I tend to... These guys have me saying some crazy stuff accidentally, like last week. But, like, for the most part, I just, you know, support what I like and I ignore what I don't.
Yeah, it's a good way to live.
Everyone should do the same. Otherwise, you're kind of just a hater. So, speaking of which, you sent us a bunch of records that you're feeling.
Yes, sir.
Why don't we play one of these? When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about your side of the scene and what's going on over there.
Sure.
What do you want to kick things off with?
Let's start it with Perfect by Patrick Michael.
Perfect by Patrick Michael. All right, this is Perfect by Patrick Michael. You are tuned into Live Free or Die Radio. We got RJ from Fresh Out the Mint with us, and we will be back with more after this.
Dang up. Aye. Dang up. I think I'm perfect. I think I'm perfect. Yeah. And my she think I'm perfect. She think I'm perfect. Yeah. She think I'm perfect. Aye. Yeah. I think I'm perfect. Think I'm perfect. I'm in my mama whip. I'm swerving. Don't swerve it. Body start charging for them verses. For them verses. Aye. I'm perfect.
Patrick Michael, Perfect. That was an RJ selection. Fresh Out the Mint is with us.
Yes, sir.
We're on Live Free or Die Radio.
Woo-hoo. That was a pretty dope song.
Yeah, I like it a lot. He's from Brockton.
Shout out to Brockton.
All the time.
Yo.
That's like, what, three Brockton
hats? Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Brockton has it.
Live Free or Die Brockton.
Yeah, we need to open up down there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what that... That whole project that was off of was really good. I'm trying to think of the name, but it's escaping me right now. But if I think of it, I'll let you know.
Side Effects.
Side Effects, there it is.
Yep.
Boom.
That was like my favorite project of last year out of Boston, I think so.
Really?
Out of greater Boston.
Well, that brings us to a good point. What are you feeling right now? And that was your favorite out of last year?
Yeah, because the Stiz one disappointed me. I'm trying to think what else I really liked. I like this guy, Shay Ekru. He's like a little outside of the scene, though. He's signed to a label called Selection. Yep. And he's like more out in LA now, but he's from Boston originally.
Selection's dope.
Yeah. And he's more on like that R&B type vibe. I also like this guy, Johan, who I have one of his songs up here. He's more R&B as well.
Mm-hmm.
A little less like rap, but he's really good. He also had this thing. It was called Yeethoven, which was like classical music of like Kanye's songs that he like toured the country with for a little bit and like composed, which is a little crazy.
I feel like I heard about this. That's dope. You gotta link him up with Trap Music Orchestra then.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to them.
So he had a really good project last year. I'm trying to think of what else, but
you feeling anything this year?
This year, I've been a little less in tune so far this year, to be honest with you. We've been focusing more on like events and things, as I mentioned earlier. And that's something that we've done a little bit of before, but we're trying to like really get into it. So I've been a little bit less in tune to like specific music that's been dropping so far, unfortunately. But
that's cool.
It is what it is.
Yo, shout out to Brockton one more time, because we tweeted we were playing that, and Darius Haywood immediately with the retweet. Like, they're all... Brockton is just riding.
Brockton is really
for each
crazy
other right now.
Like, whenever you have a show with like one Brockton kid on it, there's like 50 Brockton kids out there. Or like we also had an event that we called The Vault, which was last May, which we were trying to do like more of like a panel instead of a show. So we had like Alex Cyber from Pigeons and Planes, DJ E Double from Jammin, and Noble from Museum TV just come on and talk. But it was like 75% Brockton people. Like, Boston kids didn't show up at all. I was a little disappointed it was all Brockton, but it's cool too.
I love Boston, but if it's, you know, if the weather's not perfect, people don't leave their house. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's real. Meanwhile, Brockton kids are taking the commuter rail to these events. So,
yeah, sometimes you don't
it
know.
That's what it is.
Yeah, sometimes you don't, you know, recognize how good you have it. You know, you take things for granted. So this year you're kind of chilling on the music, doing the events. Obviously, Brockton is going to be heavily involved if they're traveling like that.
Yes, sir.
Are you looking forward to any projects this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to just like moving away from the radio just for at least these first few months. You're saying projects like music projects?
Yeah, or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I guess I am. Like, Christmas is going to have a really good album this year, Michael Christmas. Who else? Maybe if Hefe Replay ever drops a tape. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but that could be cool. I don't know. I'm going to just keep in tune with it.
Yeah.
I'd love for Maka to drop another project. He and Durkin had one together last year. That was very good, so I don't know. I'll listen to whatever I get sent and see what happens.
Yeah, that's dope that you check for things too, and you don't just, you know, rely on what's fed to you. So
yeah, I mean, a lot of like the best music I've like we've found has been like just clicking around SoundCloud and being like, oh, this dude's from Boston or this girl's from Boston or something, like less so like things in the email always, you know. So it's just how it is.
That's what's up.
I actually wanted to talk about a little something. So, I don't know, there's been like a little like story kind of like floating around in regards to just like, you know, artists in general. You feel me? Like, you know Tekashi 6ix9ine, right?
Yep.
So like, you know about his allegations, right?
Yes, sir.
So like, basically, I've had a couple of conversations with some of my women friends about like, you know, sexual assault in regards to like, you know, the hip hop scene, especially in Boston. A lot of these, a lot of my women friends have actually like, you know, discussed like, you know, that there's like some kind of immunity that local artists have in regards to like, you know, people speaking out against them in terms of like sexual assault. Like, do you feel like there is a certain type of immunity that is presented with an artist when that type of stuff is like brought up? Or
you're saying locally or at
just like
a bigger
in general
level?
Like locally, like, you know, whether it's like a famous artist or like locally, like you can speak on both if
yeah
you like.
I mean, personally, I haven't heard of anything locally specific myself. If I did, like, we shouldn't give those people immunity. It's just community setting, like everyone should feel safe. And also on like a larger level, like I try not to support or listen to artists that I know have sexual assault allegations against them or like domestic violence allegations against them, things like that, just because they're not good people, like why support them? But yeah, I can't speak on that locally just because I don't really know about anything like that. But that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. So it's sad that it does.
Profound.
You're profound.
No, I don't know if I dodged that question, but
No. You answered it high key because I was thinking about it. I was like, yo, like I don't know. That was something that was like kind of racing through my mind all day, really, because at the end of the day, I feel like certain artists, they kind of like ruin their careers before they even happen when they do things like that. And I was just like,
yeah,
you know,
and a lot of like definitely bigger artists do get away with it, and like their careers are fine, and like some of them make music that's like people just like it too much and they can't give it up. But
so would you encourage the people, like if it's happening locally, would you encourage the victims to like speak out against that type of stuff?
That's whatever they feel comfortable with, you know, like I'm not here to tell a victim what to do, but I would encourage bystanders or people that have heard about it to speak out against it.
I'm curious about something you just said though, Tayshaun. So you said a lot of people ruin their careers with that, but you also said they have immunity. So what do you mean by that?
I mean, in terms of like a local like standpoint, a lot of people can be easily controlled in regards to like how that type of stuff goes down. So whenever people kind of have stuff like that hanging over their head, it's easy to kind of control somebody when you have something like that that's kind of like hanging in the background, where it's like, oh yeah, like I have a friend that actually caught, well, not a friend, but I had somebody that I used to be friends with that caught a domestic charge, and literally a lot of people have been, you know, contacting me about that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? They've been contacting me and they've been basically saying, hey man, like he did this and he did that, like are y'all still boys, like you should talk to him, you should do this and that and the third. And a lot of people have actually like
stopped. You're talking about Lotus, right?
Yeah,
we can say, I mean, he made a song about it.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I was just like, I wasn't trying to, like, put it up. Yeah, but basically, like, he kind of put the whole thing out. And a lot of people have been telling me in regards to just, like, oh, yeah, like, you can't really, like, I don't want to, like, book this type of thing. Or, like, I don't want to book him. And I feel like in regards to that, I feel like people kind of ruin their careers when things like that are brought to light. And I feel like people do have immunity on that because people are scared to speak out against it because... a lot of people say things like, oh, like, you know, these people won't believe me, because a lot of people will try to like say that, oh, I have.
I'm still confused because you're saying it ruins it, but you're also saying there's immunity, but you're also saying he isn't getting booked because of it.
Oh, no. I'm not saying.
I'm like, just confused. Like, I'm trying to understand because it's a really big, important.
All right. So like I'm saying that. It does definitely, like, you know, ruin situations, but I'm saying there is like sort of a immunity that comes with it because a lot of people that kind of like listen to somebody's music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whether these allegations aren't really brought to light, a lot of people will initially not believe them and say like, oh yeah, like you lying, you just trying to like, you know, stop this person from coming up. You trying to stop this person from doing this. He's just trying to get his money, right? He's trying to put his people on. He's trying to put his city on. And okay. You are like doing this, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of where the immunity comes from. It comes from the standpoint where it's like, oh yeah, like I don't believe you because this person makes good music. This person's gonna put us on. He's gonna make us look good. So don't be trying to make him look bad because of X, Y, and Z. And that kind of stops people from like, you know, speaking out against certain things like that. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's in general though.
Yeah.
Because whenever anyone makes an allegation like that, most people's immediate reaction is to just deny it. And that's something that's a part of society, and that's not okay. That's not immunity at all. Like, just because people are socially denying it, that doesn't mean like they're not gonna get actual repercussions for it.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, like, what's it called, who's the dude who's in jail right now, NBA Youngboy or whatever? He like assaulted his girlfriend and stuff, and like people are saying that
people are tweeting free him.
Yeah, but it's like they're saying free him, but he's in jail.
And he should be for what he did.
So, like, you know, he's not really getting immunity. It's just certain people don't want, socially, they don't want to let go of those.
So you mean like the industry might act on it, but fans give them a level of immunity. So, like, it could ruin their career, like, industry-wise, but their fans don't want to hear it. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, and I feel like socially that's kind of, like, counterproductive.
Isn't that kind of the same? I feel like that's, like,
that would
your boy, if it happens to one of your boys, you'll be like, no, you don't know. I think it comes from something like that. Like, yeah. You see it when stuff comes out, and they're like, oh, I don't know, like, so-and-so wouldn't, if you really knew them. I do think you're right, though. If you're a huge, I think you have immunity. Even industry-wise, if you get to a certain level, as long as you can be the biggest jerk for FM things in the world. As long as, and people will let you, if you're the best at what you do, they will ignore all of it. But then the second you're not the best, you're gonna get, you know, absolutely torn to shreds for it.
Yeah, and I think if you look at that, that's a problem.
And it's not good.
It's a problem for everyone, or just like societally in general. But I think especially when you look at public figures, you notice it even more. Like, I mean, there's people holding high up government positions, including the president, who have had allegations against them, you know? And then like athletes also, you know, people, especially people if like they like that athlete or they like that musician, and they've been like a huge fan of them, it's hard for them to realize that, or like just, it's hard for them themselves to accept maybe this person's actually a terrible person.
Yeah.
You know? Especially when like they're like, especially in music, when their music can like maybe get you through so much and help you yourself, but then you're like, wait, this person did this? Like, I don't believe that.
So do you think you should, so you said you don't listen to people if you find that stuff out. Do you got, because where do you draw the line? Because like a lot of, most musicians that are the level, most people who get to, I would say a lot of successful people are jerks. Again, I can't use the words, but like, so where do you, obviously assaults and things like that, but like, where do you draw the line where you're gonna actually stop listening to somebody if that song did, you know, can you separate it, should you?
I don't think you should, like, it is hard. It's definitely something that's difficult to do. It's like when, yeah, somebody makes good music and then you hear something about them, it's like, oh man, this guy makes really good music. But then it's like, the line does have to be drawn when it's like, you know what, like if you just hear about it and it's just like, they just kind of like know, like, hey, like this person's definitely doing this, or like you just know about it, you hear it, you have suspicions, and then you just hear it and you're just like, yeah, this person did this, this person did that, and like they kind of do speak out on it, and they kind of like, you know, ease out like a little bit of the truth, and like whatever it is that they say, they ease out like a little bit of the truth, whether like no matter how many times like somebody denies something, like they'll always ease out some truth to it. Like if their truth like kind of contradicts whatever it is that they're saying, or like it like contradicts like what it is that they're standing for, then I would definitely be like, you know what, this person is lying, and like this person is doing this. You shouldn't wait until like, you know, certain articles are like posted about it, because at the end of the day, it's like, oh yeah, this person didn't do this, but then it's like you have a creeping suspicion that that might actually be true. And in regards to like, you know, certain situations like that, a lot of people, it's not easy to like, you know, accuse somebody of like, one sexual assault or domestic violence. It's not easy to accuse people of things like that, you know what I'm saying? But if it actually comes to light, you have to actually like, you know, start thinking about it, like what did this person do to like, you know, actually like, you know, kind of prove their point, like what has this person done in the past that would definitely like, you know, relate to whatever it is that they're being like, you know, questioning about. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, like, I stopped being friends with people because of that certain situation, because I was like, you know what? I'm not surprised that that Lotus caught a domestic case, because I knew about all that type of stuff. And I was like, all right, so this happened and that happened. And I'm like, you know what? I have no choice but to believe it, because all of this happened previously. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to speak too much on that. But either way, I'm just like, fam, this is an issue. And you have to draw a line literally in that way, shape, and form, where it's like, you know what, like if your actions are contradicting your words, then obviously, like, you know.
I don't honestly have I don't know anything about that. I stayed out of that. That seemed like a very messy situation, and I didn't hear anything about where it went, so I don't know. Hopefully everything is, you know, good there. Let's talk about this more next week. Because came on to talk about Fresh Out the Mint, and I don't want to...
I had to let that out, but my bad.
No, it's all good, bro.
So, you got another record?
Yeah, what else did I send you?
You sent me a bunch of records.
I like the My Compiled Thoughts one, Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
That's my song, yo.
That's my guy. He's a legend.
And Tayshaun, we'll continue that conversation.
Of course.
My Compiled Thoughts, Romeo and Juliet, fresh out the mint, Live Free or Die.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be back after this.
Skirt.
Oh, 1 second. It's not playing yet. We gotta download it. Shout out to Thomas. He's going to edit the heck out of this. Here we go.
This is RJ, and you're listening to Live Free or Die Radio. I'm from Fresh Out the Mint. I didn't do that right.
But do it again. Do it again.
This is RJ. RJ, the internet from Fresh Out the Mint, and you're listening to Live Free or Die Radio on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Radio Station. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah,
I had to look up some things on the wall, but I did it.
You got it, man. You got it. And shout out to Amanda Shea here. She's in the background. She just had a lot to contribute on that other conversation off the air. We're definitely going to come back and talk about it more next week. Yeah, it's definitely a hot button one. And the only thing I would say to sort of echo is I personally wait to let the dust settle and try not to make snap judgments, because you can get caught up yourself pretty quick if you're trying to see, it's weird, you can't even talk about it, or like you're like, am I gonna get hit with something, you know? Well, he said, and you know, because it can be a very rightly so sensitive topic. So, but we got RJ with us to talk about RJ.
Fresh out the Mint is a little less sensitive.
Fresh out the Mint is
mostly
it's really nice. And
you guys ever
minty.
Think about making very your own minty. Ice cream?
We did not think about that. We should do that though. We did thinking about getting like a little
food,
like
every
we've been thinking about
podcast.
Getting some mints that we could hand out to people that have like a fresh out the Mint on the tin.
That's pretty dope.
That'd be dope.
That'd be cool.
It's amazing. But
you guys should like do a limited supply of like mint ice cream or like mint chip.
That'd be sweet. Team up with like Tuscaninis down in Cambridge and like that would be fire.
If all your events had a mint product associated with
it. Yeah, we might have to do that. We were thinking about doing that.
Wait, how long have you guys been like a thing?
Like 2 years.
Wow. That's actually like a really great thing to do. A really great thing to do.
Just throw ourselves a birthday party, have some ice cream. I don't know.
Just
but yeah.
Every event. Just
ice cream's
something.
Hard because it melts, but like maybe some like mint flavored like liquors and things. I don't know. We could figure it out.
Yeah, you can get that.
Those are
kind
of gross though. So.
You can get that Dr. McGillicuddy sponsorship.
Exactly.
Probably the college would not appreciate that, though.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
No underage drinking.
Guys. Never.
That's against the law.
We don't promote that.
So just to be clear, at Fresh Out the Mint on everything.
Yep.
FreshOutTheMint@gmail.com.
Yes.
And correct. You will be on the SoundCloud looking up people from Boston. So
yes.
Hashtag your stuff Boston on there. Do you just hit the hashtag and go through it, or
sometimes that, sometimes just like at this point we've followed like 500 people from Boston, so like then when they like repost something it's usually from Boston.
Oh, okay.
So sort of that way. And then also just like if people like random interviews we do, we check them out, they're usually from Boston too. So
that's what's up, man. Before you get out of here, what does live free or die mean to you?
Live free or die means to me, means just do whatever you want, live your life, have fun, do what you care about. Otherwise, it's just like you're dead anyway, so.
Wow.
Man, yes.
Was that a good one or a bad one?
Yeah, we like
that.
That
might have been a little dark.
No,
but
no,
that was
like
also
it.
Like positive. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be black and white like that, you know, live free or die. Sure. Shout out to Bakari JB in our mentions. We said we were playing Bakari JB This View off the Infinity Tape Volume 1 because that's what the MP3 metadata says. And he has corrected us with some sass, telling it's View.0, but whatever. This is a lesson to all artists out there. Please make sure your metadata is correct when you create your MP3s.
Flipping it on him once he gives you the sass.
Go through to your iTunes, make sure it shows up correctly, and when you contact the radio station, it helps to include details as to the song titles, maybe in the body of the email as well, if your MP3s are going to be labeled incorrectly. Shout out to Bakari JB.
Okay.
It's still an amazing song.
If it was anybody else, if you knew Bakari, you know that everyone who's friends with him has this exact same relationship with him,
yeah.
Where it's just roasting.
Yeah, if it was anybody else, it would be a little different.
Yeah, if it was anybody else, I would have blocked him. But no, we actually haven't blocked anybody yet.
Sam is in a bad
mood. I don't know what happened, man.
Sam is in a bad mood.
I gotta chill out.
First block.
Yeah, should I make Bakari the first block right now?
No, absolutely not.
Catch that block, boy.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't we?
Because it's Bakari.
Tia is drunk with power, too. I love it.
It's like, why wouldn't we? All right.
We'll have to start a block list. Submit your blocks to Twitter at List3OD Radio.
I suggest Tayshaun, Instagram. The first block.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should block
Tayshaun. Wow. We're tearing the whole show. Fresh out the mint. You guys came, and the whole show is just being ripped to shreds. It's cool. Now.
It's okay. That's you get our white list. We don't block.
Nice. I won't be blocked.
Yeah.
All right, white list, fresh out the mint. That's beautiful. Actually a good point. We have one Twitter list. And it's called LFOD Alumni. It has everyone who been on the show before. And so if you click right on that, it's artists we rock with. It's all their info. It's them posting whatever's going on. It's a real easy way to get news on the artists we rock with. From you. As long as you put credit in your list description.
Okay. Yeah.
It's cool.
I'll say stolen from Live Free or Die.
That's fine. That's the way to do it. And if you don't, we will block you.
I just got whitelisted. Now I'm getting
blocked. Well, if you're, you know, thievery is a whole different story. anyway, let's get out of here with one of these records you sent in. What do you want to head out with?
The one that's called Rain, but it's really called Gold Grills, and that's by a kid named Mafeni, who went to Northeastern, but he's from... I forget what country he's from, but he's international.
You see how you knew the name of the song? It's titled this, but it's actually that. That was dope. This one
I should have updated it for you over there, but it's cool.
No, you're good. We're going to get out of here with this one. And this will be dropping Thursday on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, everything like that. Thank you very much, man. We will talk to you soon. Let us know when the events are so we can play those. All right, man. Peace out. We'll be back next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Clean Records, submissions at LFODradio.com.
All the simple things amazed me. I was young and somewhat jaded. Hope and pray that someone saves me. She don't want a conversation.